Joining me now here in the Allstate Skyline studio is my good friend Ray Long, longtime colleague, longtime friend, who is now part of the investigative team at the Chicago Tribune. Used to be State House correspondent and manned the wavelengths of Springfield down there. And Ray has been the author of a number of very interesting stories, but most recently has been one that involves depositions over a lawsuit that raises issues about Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's legislative reelection. So, Ray, I want you to take us back to just kind of set the stage of, you know, what are we looking at here that precipitated this lawsuit?
Okay, Rick, thanks again for having me on.
And take your time, because this is a lengthy...
yeah, sit back and take a drag of your coffee right now. So back in 2016, Michael Madigan was running in the primary, and that was in March. And so... March Democratic primary, and Jason Gonzalez had filed also, and he is a young Hispanic, had only been in the district for a while. Madigan clearly was an overwhelmingly favorite, and so
he was a no name for the most part.
And so a couple other names popped up on the ballot, and those were both Hispanic-sounding names, Joe Barboza and Graziella Rodriguez. And we have seen depositions. Jason Gonzalez thought that these two were sham candidates. He made that clear during the election. And after he lost, he filed a suit saying that they were sham candidates and this is a civil rights voting violation and that they should not have been allowed to be on the ballot. And so the question is, did they dilute his ability to collect some votes? Did they confuse voters, in other words? And so he's brought that to a federal court and sued Madigan and his operations, and now we're hearing from some of the insiders who are telling some of the stories about how this came about. And so what we got recently were a couple of depositions. One was from a guy named Joe Nasella, and he has knocked around in various different jobs in the city and Cicero, et cetera. And he has also worked on various campaigns. He had gone in and worked a little bit inside the 13th Ward office,
which is the Speaker's home office.
Right. Speaker has been committeeman there for decades, of course. And so one day while he was in there, Kevin Quinn, one of Madigan's top aides at the time, went to Nasella, according to Nasella's deposition, and said, can you go out and collect some signatures, petitions, for nominating petitions to get on the ballot? You have to have a certain number of signatures. And he was asked to do it not on behalf of the Speaker, but on behalf of Graziella Rodriguez. And so he was kind of puzzled about this. According to the deposition, he asked, why would you want to have me go out and collect signatures against the Speaker? In other words, for somebody running against the Speaker. And he said he was met with a poker face, and that... he was questioned during the deposition, well, what do you mean by that? A blank stare was what he said. So, in other words, Kevin Quinn, the person who asked him to go out there, according to his deposition, wanted him to go collect signatures to have somebody run against the Speaker and in the March primary. So the idea there was if this was happening, and what Gonzalez alleges is that these two candidates, Barboza and Rodriguez, were put up as phony candidates to try to confuse voters, to bleed off some of the votes that Gonzalez got. Now, the speaker ultimately won with almost two-thirds of the vote, and most likely, overwhelmingly, would have won anyway.
Well, let's leave that right there, and we'll use that as a tease, because there's more to this story.
Yes.
That's we'll be talking about in just a moment. You're listening to The Sunday Spin with Rick Pearson and my good friend Ray Long from the Tribune. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson here in the Allstate Skyline studio, joined by my good friend and colleague at the Tribune, Ray Long. We're talking about some depositions that came out of a lawsuit, a federal voting rights lawsuit that was filed by a one-time opponent of Illinois Democratic House Speaker Michael Madigan in a Democratic primary involving Madigan's reelection. And I want to ask you, Ray, so, you know, here you have these depositions. You've got a top political operative at the time to the speaker telling, you know, basically a ward hack, to be honest, to go get signatures. And of course, yeah, you go get signatures for the boss. No, not the ward boss, for a guy running against him or a woman running against him. That's what we want you to do. That's kind of what we have here. The fundamental question I have, it's a question as reporters, our job is supposed to get answers to questions. This isn't a question that I know you can answer, but it's like, this is Mike Madigan. Why would this need to happen for Speaker Madigan's reelection, which is tantamount winning the primary? You've won reelection. He won reelection, and he won it big.
Yeah, he did. And as a matter of fact, we got a hold of one of his deposition earlier and reported about it, and he said he was concerned that this was a Republican invasion of the primary, that Gonzalez was backed by Republican money, Rauner money, and other critics of Madigan, and so therefore Madigan said that he was worried about this election. Now, he did not say and has denied having any association with these so-called put-up candidates, but that is the question. The question is, why was this guy worried even? Now, one reason could be the ward has changed a lot.
Certainly, and as we have seen in the Southwest side, that you are seeing a lot more of a Latino influence in those wards.
Right. It's up to, and I think the map was drawn so it would be about 60% Hispanic, and now has probably even increased since then. And so that has been one issue. And now you have a ballot where there's four people on it, and you have three Hispanic names, and then you've got people who are not totally involved and knowledgeable about the candidates. They may want to vote against Madigan, but they're not quite sure which one they're supposed to vote for. That was the alleged game plan that confused alleged in the lawsuit.
But Gonzalez's lawsuit alleges this was disenfranchisement.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But at the same time, though, even if he were to have gotten those stray votes,
right,
he still wouldn't have won.
Right. And the side that Gonzalez is taking, and his lawyer, by the way, is a Republican, Tony Pareca,
right,
a former county board member, and they have argued that, hey, if there hadn't been this confusion, they would have been able to get more votes, and it would have been able to consolidate their effort better.
Because it would have been a, quote, one-on-one race.
Correct.
And that
Correct.
Changes the dynamics.
Exactly.
That's their argument, is that would have changed the dynamics of the race.
Right.
Instead of trying to differentiate yourself from these other
exactly
Hispanic surname
exactly
candidates.
Yeah, but you know, one other part of this was another deposition that we were talking about off air, and that was a guy named Michael Cuba went around and was going with a guy named Eugene Pagoas, who was a 13th Ward committeeman. Again, the 13th Ward being the Speaker's Ward. And so the allegation that Gonzalez is making is that Cuba was just a guy who happened to go along, and they used him, the 13th Ward folks used him to sign as the official circulator. So when the 13th Ward precinct committeeman who went along and said that he had Cuba, the no name unaffiliated guy with the 13th Ward signed, they were able to kind of obscure the connection there between the 13th Ward. So they have this kind of alleged masking that's going along, but again, this is an effort here to try to recuperate damages in a federal civil lawsuit. This is not a criminal case. Another interesting point about this is Kevin Quinn, the fellow that
I was just going to mention that. If you tell us about
Kevin Quinn, the fellow that we mentioned in the other case, who allegedly told this first fella Nasella to go out and get signatures, has had his own issues, and has since this time happened, got tossed out of the government and political operations of Mike Madigan because he allegedly sexually harassed a campaign worker. And so he made headlines himself, and recently his home was raided by the FBI.
And we don't know why.
We don't know why. We were told by a source that the FBI had shown interest in computers, but that's not an unusual thing.
That's the traditional picture we see, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything.
But what's on those computers is the question we all have.
And, again, he was, very much a high-ranking part of the Madigan operation.
Well, absolutely. Brother of Alderman Marty Quinn. And so he is like the third in line in the 13th Ward there, if you will. There's no real organizational chart other than Mike Madigan at the top, Marty Quinn next, and then Kevin Quinn, who was one of these guys who carried out a lot of the assignments.
So where do we stand as far as this lawsuit?
The lawsuit is being debated now as to whether it will even go to trial. So
so we're still in the pleading stage, basically.
As a matter of fact, the Madigan folks have pleaded and said this all should be thrown out, Gonzalez response is due in the coming days, and judge is expected to rule within coming weeks or coming months.
So, obviously it's a lawsuit or pending litigation. There's never a time frame on this kind of thing.
Right.
But we're at the stage now to see, does it progress?
Right. And it's really interesting to know, because what we're seeing here more than anything, even if this doesn't go to trial, we are seeing the curtain pulled back, at least allegedly, on what is going on behind the scenes. It's a better glimpse than we've ever seen before.
That's Ray Long, my Tribune colleague, investigative reporter at the Chicago Tribune, on some pretty fascinating details out of depositions involving a lawsuit over Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's reelection. Ray, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Great to be here, bud.